The decision's been made as a result of the poor current market conditions in the Australian coal industry, excess port capacity in Queensland, specific shipping limitations, and concerns about the industry's medium-term outlook. In the long term, we believe Australia will need to increase its coal export capacity in an efficient and internationally competitive manner in response to increased demand for coal in Asia. As such, we believe the Queensland State Government will need to ensure its long-term port strategy provides for the growth of coal export capacity that is essential to the Australian economy and the maintenance and improvements of people's living standards overseas.
Chief Executive of the Queensland Resources Council, Michael Roche, says the decision isn't a surprise.
It's a pointer to the challenging economic conditions confronting the coal industry. And it's also a pointer to the fact that for the foreseeable future, almost all of the new port capacity is likely to be focused on existing port precincts rather than brand new port areas.
Xstrata did mention in its statement explaining why it had scrapped this project. It was because there was excess port capacity in central Queensland and Queensland generally. Do you think that's a problem other companies will run into further down the track?
Well, in terms of the existing ports, almost all of that capacity is contracted to the coal companies. But in terms of expansion, there is probably far more proposals for new capacity than there is an opportunity for industry to use all of that capacity. So I think where we're well supplied is in the ideas around new ports as opposed to the existing port capacities.
Glencore Xstrata did say the state government will need to ensure its long-term port strategy provides for that kind of growth. What do you think the government could actually do to make Queensland a welcome place for a company such as Glencore Xstrata to do business?
Well, of course, Glencore Xstrata and all the other coal companies simply want to know that there is a growth path for them in Queensland. And when it comes to port capacity, they're very keen to see the outcomes of the current work by the Queensland government on a comprehensive port strategy.
Do you think Glencore Xstrata will be reviewing its other projects in Queensland and deciding whether or not they might be feasible?
Oh, I think that's really a question for Glencore Xstrata. We've got a new team there having a good look at the whole range of activities of that company, and they'll make their own decisions and announcements as they have today on this one.
And what does this decision say about the economic conditions facing coal companies?
Well, it just confirms that industry does not have the same expansive view about growth as it might have had 18 months ago.
Chief Executive of the Queensland Resources Council, Michael Roche. And recreational fishermen say they're not stopping the fight against development in the Fitzroy Delta despite the cancellation of Glencore Xstrata's project. Fishing spokesman Kim Martin says the decision to scrap development plans for Balaclava Island is good news for the environment.
It's actually great news for fishermen and fish and crabs and snub-nosed dolphins and the whole Fitzroy Delta and Fitzroy River in general. It means we're not going to see it dredged to oblivion. We're not going to see the mangroves destroyed. We're not going to see 24/7 massive ships going in and out of the mouth of the river. So all of that means that the fish and the crabs and the dolphins and all of the other life that lives down there will be able to rest in peace and do what they do, and then us fishermen will be able to go down there and catch a feed like we always have.
So what sort of impact could such a development have had?
Oh, it was going to be devastating, because right where it was going to be was one of the prime spawning sites for prawns and crabs and barramundi and who knows how many other species. And then where they were going to dredge was the area where, again, the crabs and the prawns and the king salmon and a lot of the smaller species that are important in the food chain live. So it was just going to be devastating.